We call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Tuesday, April 4th, 2017 at 5:33 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room on the third floor. Move into Agenda Item 2. Roll call.
Long.
Present.
Desimera.
Present.
Vitar.
Present.
Carrasco.
Present.
Hidalgo.
Present.
Ronquillo.
Present.
Tar.
Here.
Wang.
Tardy excused.
The quorum is present.
Thanks. All right. We'll move into Agenda Item 3. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into Agenda Item 4, Policies, Procedures, and Administrative Actions. Action 1, the Commission will hear the following remittance request for the Spring 1 funding period. Wolfpack Swing Dance.
Oh, here.
There you go. Hey.
Yes.
So, remittance request. Tier 1, $43.50.
Yes.
Sound right to you?
Yes.
And then what did you not spend?
Why? Printing. We over-budgeted or estimated printing. Ended up being less. So.
Right on. Commission, do you have any questions? Seeing none. Perfect. Thank you.
Cool.
You're more than welcome to stay if you'd like.
Can I go as well?
Yes.
College of Engineering desperately needs me for fall call.
Go ahead.
All right.
All righty. Nevada Student Ambassadors?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you. All right. It's going great.
Oh, did you guys sign the public attendance sheet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I got an email from your treasurer saying she wants to change the numbers. Just so you guys know. Unless she, I don't know if she updated you, but.
340
for redundancy. For redundancy, yeah.
How much was it?
340. I guess you can explain.
Perfect.
Why you were
Alright, so for our first item. That would be for bingo. It's now going to be classified under Spring 2 because we have a date change for the event, so we're requesting $340 back for remittance. And then the second is around $100 for training. We didn't end up purchasing as much on food due to attendance.
Around $100?
Do we have any exact number? No, we don't have an exact number.
She just, I got it from her email, she just said $340 flat in Tier 4.
Okay.
340 in total.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Okay. Perfect. Any questions on that? So we'll add 340 remittance back to the.
Oh, 340.
Yep. Let's do the planning chart. Right on. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then you both signed in on the public attendance sheet, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you and our human power vehicle team. And could we hear from you as well?
So we're remitting some of our funds because we're going to use stainless steel on our bike. Not really too available in Reno. So we went to hot rolled steel, a lot cheaper, and we had to do some extra analysis, but we found that it would work. So we used a lot cheaper steel.
And the amount that we have on the agenda is $164.98?
Yes.
Sound right?
And that's just the difference between stainless and hot rolled.
Perfect. Right on, commissioners, you have any questions? All right. Right on, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, Samantha, what are you here for?
I'm here for AES, Audio Engineering Society.
For?
We're here to remit, I think, $2,500, so we can get it.
Okay. Yeah, funding manager, Desmar.
So this wasn't able, we weren't able to get this on the agenda on time. Due to the development meeting, while we have to post the agenda 3 days before 9 a.m., you know, it's a very stringent process. So we will have to put you down next week. Is that okay? Can you still come at the same time?
We can just hear it, the public comment, like
oh,
we do funding okay. hearings. And then, let's move back into agenda 3, public comment. And then we'll hear from Audio Engineering Society.
Okay.
And could you just tell us again quickly about that?
Yes. So, what I was told is that we were remitting $2,500 for a guest speaker that we already applied for funding during the Spring 2 period. And he is going to be coming May 10th. And so we were remitting that so we can have a clear path for that funding.
Okay.
Hi, sorry. Classroom late.
All right. For the record, Commissioner Wang stepped into the room at 5:37 p.m. She's here. All right, commissioners, do you have any questions about Audio Engineering Society? Okay, so we'll put them on the agenda for next week prior to the funding hearing. Are we going to do a regular meeting next week?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yes. Okay. So we'll just put you on next Tuesday's agenda. You don't need to. we'll just approve it then.
Wait.
Yes.
I thought they were allowed to be put on the remittance. Jared said in our chat that they can still be heard for remittance, even if they're not on the agenda.
Because it's a monetary issue, all things do have to be agendized, and again, and it's an action item on the agenda. So we just heard it in public comment, which is fine.
Okay. I see.
Do you need further clarification?
Jared said they can still be put on the remittance meeting the day of the funding.
Yeah,
I see.
But we'll probably be meeting on next Tuesday.
Okay. I wish I was okay.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for coming in. Okay. Moving into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. Looks like we have the minutes from February 4th at 5 p.m. February 3rd at 5 p.m., February 4th, March 7th, March 14th, and March 28th. So I'm seeking a motion. Alwyn.
I move to approve minutes from February 3rd at 5 p.m., February 4th, March 7th, March 14th, and March 28th.
Seconded by Commissioner Bittar. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. It's all minutes right now. So we'll move into agenda item 6, support funding manager.
Thanks. So I have a bit of a longer report today. So one of the important things. So Richard and I met with Rocio today, and as you guys recall, like a week ago, regarding a contingency for close support funding. So this is in the case where we feel like there won't be enough, or we're going to be on a really, really tight budget for Spring 2. So far, we talked to Rocio, and there's approximately
67,000.
Yeah, left as of 2 weeks ago, according to the case sheet, which is sort of her internal like way of tracking the actual numbers for the budget. But yeah, this is as of 2 weeks ago, so some things in Spring 1 haven't rolled out yet.
And that's not updated all the way up to 2 weeks ago. Case,
okay.
So what funding manager Desmar is trying to say for clarification,
yeah.
So case reflects what was in the account as of 2 weeks ago. But they're still trying to reconcile all of the spending through the remainder of March. They just finished with January, is that correct?
Yeah, that's enough.
So they still have February and like March to do.
Yeah. So not everything is still fully updated in terms of everything to be ready for transferring to the tracker. But we do plan on meeting with Rocio this Friday or Monday, well, ideally today, but to get updates on that. And then we're just going to get caught up. Do you guys have any questions so far about things? So far, that's the estimate that we have, but again, it's hard to really figure it out. The two options that we decided to go with, me and Richard, are either perfect apps or 50-50 split on percentages for the two contingencies if we don't have enough money. Do you have anything to add on that?
The rough estimate of what we think Rocio and was thinking that we'll end up with is about 60K left in the account with an added cushion of like $5,000, so anywhere between $55,000 and $60,000, which is actually, it's a good thing that we're facing these issues. I totally agree, because we're trying to get our account as close to zero as we can. It means that we've been effectively spending student funds. So, Commissioner Tarr.
In the case we move it, or you, Director Long, decides to move it to a 50-50 split, how would that affect the club's 40%? Because that would have already been due.
Yeah, that's something that I brought up during our meeting, and that's potentially a pretty insurance issue that we would have to face. We haven't worked on a solution for that because, again, we still don't know 100% by the funding here if we're going to decide to even pursue either of these two opportunities. So that's something that we're going to work on the way there. And we'll consult with you guys as well for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few options really with that. Changing the date that the 40% is due, putting stipulations that, you know, 50% would need to be put in the account by this date after the funding hearing, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are ways around it, but they should have at least had 40% of their application in by that said date.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So that's sort of the update for the three of us from our meeting. A few of the other ones are just sort of random ones. I really encourage you guys, if you know any outstanding club leaders or ones that you've worked with, to apply for the position next year. I mean, you guys know what it takes to be a good club commissioner, so make sure that you're finding people who can succeed you guys who are just as qualified and successful with you. But, you know, just let them know, encourage them. I mean, funding manager is also open as well, so encourage all those options. And it's best to start publicizing the job early so that we get a good pool of applicants. The deadline is April 19th. Director applications are also due the 12th, so yeah, I should have probably mentioned that earlier. But director applications, for those of you that are interested, across all the ASUN, that's going to be open as well, due April 12th, but it's best to get that in as soon as possible. Yeah, just meet with the club leaders who you know are interested and give them a rundown of the position, you know. Talk with them about, like, what your experiences were and all that stuff. And I think that'll really help with the transition as well into the next commission. There's also the meeting that I've been asking for you guys to meet with me. I know some of you guys have also sent in dates and stuff and, like, times and tried to schedule with me. So that's good. I'm going to follow up with you guys for those of you guys who scheduled with me and I haven't gotten back. So, yeah, just keep sending those in, again, before the end of April, ideally. I would love to be able to meet with you guys and add something to the strategic plan for the next few years and get your feedback on that. Because each of you have your own specialties and different projects, and it would be great for the future department to be able to know what we can really do in the future. And remind your clubs about remittance. Even though this year we've done really well with getting remittances out, I still see the funding tracker, and there's not really as many clubs remitting as there should be, since there's so much leftover money left. So please remind your clubs about remittance. You know, send an email out either, or I guess within this week, so that we can get them on the agenda for the remittance meeting, which is going to be on the day of the funding hearing as well. On Friday, Richard and I went to the GovOps meeting, and it went pretty well. Richard did the presentation that Commissioner Tarr made for regarding changes to the closed board funding policy, and that went pretty well. There wasn't really too much pushback with the policy. It was just that there were a lot of questions about clarification with off-campus, the definition of off-campus, and other liabilities surrounding that. We were also suggested to define community service, because that's actually a term used in the defining of our tiers, but we never really fully outlined that. It's not a big deal. It's not going to be anything that's pushing back the policy, but it's going to be something we should take a look at. And I also plan on going to Senate tomorrow at 7 after my class is over to see sort of what's going to happen with our policy. And that's about it for me.
Cool. Thanks for touching on all of that.
Okay.
Right, we'll move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Buttar.
So, last Friday, we had our sports council meeting, and the sports council is going to be organizing a end of the year, like, they're calling it Sports Council Olympics. It's open to the whole student body, but the purpose of it is to get all, I think we roughly have 900 members involved in club sports. Try to get all the members in club sports in front of the KC on the KC lawn. Basically, they want to do obstacle courses, maybe food. And then it's also a good way for them to do a little bit of club recruiting. You know, every student passes by, they could, you know, give them a little bit of info on what they're doing. They've applied for funding. So you guys will hear those apps, or we'll all hear those apps next Friday and Saturday. You guys all were CC'd on that email about the pizza application. Just to clarify, did you guys all receive that email from Austin Wolf? You guys were all CC'd on it? Jared CC'd everyone on that email. It was from
Jared.
Yeah,
that one from Jared.
Yeah, so just to clarify what that was.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, so during our meeting, we got a poll from the students who are willing to use their remaining Tier 4 to help so we can get funding for this. Who was interested in using their remaining to help finance the event. Cycling Club's member who showed up put their name down. So with their authorization, Nico, the co-president, and I helped him get an application for them. And I guess Austin was unaware of it, so he chose to... I emailed him. He still hasn't responded back to me. If he chooses to withdraw the application will be withdrawn at his discretion. But just to clear the air, that's what that was about. And besides that, I'm going to be putting together a legacy binder for the end of the year for the next commissioner, whoever takes over. In that, I'm going to include perhaps a potential project opportunity with the renewal process, because Rocio and I have had our one-on-one, and we figured there's not enough time, and this is something that shouldn't be rushed, so perhaps the next year's commissioner can take this over if they'd like, and that's pretty much it.
Cool. Commissioner Hidalgo?
Hello, friends. So a nice friendly reminder, this Friday we're going bowling. Do you guys still want to do a dinner beforehand and then bowling, or just bowling, or what?
Commissioner Marcello?
I'm going to go see up until 7, so because I have stuff practice. So if you guys do go to dinner, I'll skip dinner, but I'll just go to bowling at 7.
Commissioner Kraska?
I'm in the same case. I have a photo shoot session from 6 to 7, so I have until the year.
Commissioner Wayne?
I'm down for just the dinner at 7 and then bowling afterwards.
So how does dinner at 7 sound for people?
Where?
We're just going to be in the GSR. There's like a little burger place down there, so it just makes life easier, so we don't have to keep driving everywhere.
Funny manager, dismount.
And there's a little travel time, right? So would you like stick at 7:30 or like...
7:30. Whatever works with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
I can be there at 7.
Oh, okay.
Right, so let's go with, like, 7:30-ish, play it by ear. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's for dinner.
So, meet at the GSR around 7?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll put in the agreement where we're going to eat. I'll look at what's available in the GSR that's not, like, $1 million. So.
Unless it's on Broad.
Huh. Once it's on, yeah. You know, unless it's on our budget, that was supposed to be our quarter zips, but maybe. So it sounds like we're going to do dinner, and then we're going to do bowling right after. If bowling's, like, too crowded, I know they have, in the fun center, they have, like, laser tag, too, which would be pretty dope. I still need to put in the room. I totally forgot about inviting all the interns, but I told Katie about it. But Katie, if you want to ask Andrea if she wants to come, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that sounds like the plan. We'll put it in the I'll put it in the group meeting, like the finalized things, whatever. But it sounds like try and get to the GSR at like 7, so that we could go eat around 7:15, 7:30-ish, and then we're gonna go bowling. And then I'm sure the director Long and I will hit up downtown or something after. So other 21 people are more than welcome to come.
Right. What's your tire?
Rocio.
Yeah, Rocio.
Rod, aside from this wonderful idea that you were helping, is there any reports back on your project?
Oh, so I was a little talking about it with Richard, but the survey, the timing that happened was, so you just sent out your survey, which was totally fine. I don't want to, like, press people with another survey, like a week after, like, a few days after, so... I was thinking I was just going to have it at the barbecue and try and just have, like, iPads out and just have people fill out the survey then. I think that'd be more effective than sending it out to people. I mean, I could still send it out to people, but I think that'd be a little easier for people to, like, while they're in line, just can you fill out the survey real quick? And that way we could interact with them too, not so that we're just standing there.
Do you know how many iPads this center has? Commissioner White.
I wouldn't mind letting them use my laptop either, as long as I'm looking at it.
I think we maybe can have like just like a table there set up where two commissioners or something are running that table, having people, you know, fill out that survey real quick and then go get food. I think that could work.
Were they fill in the blank questions or
no, they were just they're on the Likert scale.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there was towards the end, there was, do you have any concerns? Or one of the last questions was, what do you think the Department of Clubs and Organization needs to improve on overall?
Okay, cool. Okay. Anything else?
Negative.
Did you reserve a space for the barbecue? Is that all confirmed?
No, I can do that.
There's no barbecue.
Yeah. So, Commissioner Tarr.
Not much to report. Thanks to Richard and Jared for going to the presentation thing on Friday. I was out of town from a trip that I had planned like 8 months prior, so I couldn't reschedule, even though I didn't want to. And tomorrow is when it goes to Senate, so hopefully should. And I said this like 5 times last time we went to Senate, and it's like, oh, hopefully this is the final week. And it always kept pushing itself backwards, but hopefully this is the final week. So, tomorrow's going to be lit. 5:30, Senate chambers, WWE SmackDown between Clubs and Bars and Senate. Be there.
And if it's not the final week, then it'll go to the new session of Senate.
Yeah, which would have to be pushed 2 weeks from now because they're not going to hear anything their first week because that's already like a 6-hour meeting for them. Or at least that's what I've been told.
What do you
guys? Just to give you guys a little bit of a rundown on like terms so far. So the next president gets sworn in on the 12th. So that's going to be Wednesday. So yeah, a week from tomorrow. And then yeah, obviously the Senate won't be able to really like push anything until 2 weeks after that. But know that your term will most likely go on until the end of the month-ish, or like towards like that last week, because even if the new director gets appointed before that time, it's going to be like a really big transition, especially since we're still covering spring two and we still got to handle some unfinished business. That's just sort of like
The idea is the director gets appointed first, so just because I'm gone doesn't mean that you guys are done with your jobs yet, and no, that doesn't mean anarchy either. We need you to continue to answer emails and things like that in that kind of, I guess, lame duck period, if you will. Because oftentimes clubs are still throwing events all the way through the end of the fiscal year, and we need commissioners in the seats to answer those questions. So yeah, until your seat is refilled, consider yourselves commissioners, and please be willing to help. I know it's the end of the year, so funny magic gets
more. Yeah, and going off of that again, just to reiterate what Director Long said, make sure you stay focused, even though this is sort of, it feels like it's coming to a close, you guys still have like around a month left. And even if, again, with the director getting appointed, that whoever gets it, he or she would still have to be like, I have to do another hiring process for 6 club commissioners and a funding manager. So that will, it's in itself will already take a long time. So
it's 12th of when?
Wait, what?
12th of this month?
For
director?
For the deadline for the app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that, yeah, again, commissioner after June the 19th, but even then, the process will still take a long time, so make sure to stay focused in the meantime.
Commissioner Tari, you have anything else?
No, that's my report.
Perfect. Commissioner Wang.
So, I'm meeting with Rocio on Thursday to talk about the advisor surveys. So more details on that will come next week. My thesis is due in 2 weeks, so I will be answering emails of all my clubs, but I will be a little checked out in terms of other commissioner duties until my thesis is officially submitted, so apologies if I get more delayed in emails within the commission. But right now I'm just helping with MidPack, but that's coming up, and they're freaking out a little bit. Also, I don't know if you can clarify this, but the ASC club got rejected for their logos, even though they've had the same one for 3 years.
Yeah, I talked to them, sure, and I explained the process. So if organizations tell you, you know, we used to do it this way and it got approved, that doesn't mean that it's going to get approved. That probably just means that they didn't go through the approval process and they checked it this time and it was a no. So Marcom is the one that approves any logos with the N. And so when you think of the Razor World for the N, nothing can be altered. Very, very rarely do they allow. So, like, when you all did the T-shirts for the Club League conference, or the iLeague conference, and it had, like, the Wordle, that was an exception. That is not the norm. Okay? So everything has to be approved because it is trademarked. In that situation, it was completely distorted. I mean, there was a canoe connected in between the N. So, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a say. It's more common.
Okay. Yeah, so
we're just a lot more strict now because when they request funds, we ask to do the logo, and in the past we had not.
Yeah, so all my clothes are okay. They're just really stressed. They're good.
Commissioner Crosby?
The club lead application is finally online. So if you guys can please let your clubs know that, you know, we've already been, or I personally have been sending out emails or anything, but if you guys can just give an extra announcement, I should push your clubs that it's finally officially online. It's going to be the first link that they see on the club lead page, and it's a Google form. So if you guys can push that, that'd be great.
Commissioner Ronquillo?
Newsletter will be sent out this Friday, hopefully. I'm going to be honest, my other project on the handbook is sort of nowhere. I'm just, like, really delayed on it. It turns out I'm working with, haven't done their portions yet either. So what I'm trying to do is, I think when I have my one-on-one with Jared, talk to him about, like, why I want to, well, you guys already know why I want to have the handbook, but try to encourage the future commission who would try to finish up this summer, so in time by, for the fall club fair being handed out to the clubs. So that's fine.
You're done. Any remarks?
Okay. Are we getting 4 sets before we graduate?
Probably no.
And our thing.
What is that face about?
Uh-huh.
What's that face about?
She wants her quarters at 2.
I don't even know what quarters is, like the jacket?
Yeah.
She wants her quarters at 2. That's not
sure. Wait, did
there's money?
I think she did. Commissioner Wang.
So, I've also been talking to Phil about her quarter zips, and they might actually get it lower than the Wolf Shop. So, I'm just saying that, like, I'm still pushing for this, and I'm still going to send Richard quotes like I did before about it.
Wait after Monday, guys.
We'll see
you. If you get quarter zips, you have to get them from the Wolf Shop.
No, but the Wolf Shop.
Not yet, right?
Not yet.
You're going to set the example, though.
Right, but if they're cheaper elsewhere.
You're setting an example.
But we don't have enough money for the one at the Wolf Shop.
We're not setting up
customers
anymore.
Under
Armour? Yeah.
Right. We got other things. Agenda item 10, staff reports. Rocio.
So just to reiterate what Sandra mentioned earlier about the club league application, I really, really would like every one of you to look at the application and to submit one for one of your organizations that you belong to, if not all of them. As you all know, with gift polls and with different things that haven't been implemented, club lead hasn't been the priority that I really wanted it to be at the beginning of the year. So it has struggled a little bit, but I think it has great potential. And it's a great program to highlight the civic engagement work that all of your clubs do. So there isn't really a reason why you shouldn't want to do this. The application shouldn't be that hard. I don't think it should take you more than 20 minutes to complete. And it puts you on that pile of, like, for the committee to look at your application and to give you a designation and to tell you this is where you are at as far as civic engagement. So
really consider that and help us. I expect that at least, you know, we get one submission from each of your organizations, so not more. That'd be awesome. Jared covered the budget situation, but just be thoughtful of that. At the same time, I also want to remind you that because this is an issue right now, it doesn't mean that you're going to go into the funding hearing and be very critical of it unless we have a huge issue, but it sounds like we won't. So being close to that zero mark is a good thing. Okay, so view it as that. Just be very smart in how you make those decisions and think of the big picture, but don't go to an extreme. We don't want to be left with that amount of money again. So Jared will be providing a good analysis for all of you so that you can have some good information before you go into the funding hearings. And then the last thing that I have, mainly, is I don't know if you all remember at the beginning of the year when we did all of our trainings and we talked about expectations and we talked about what we want to see in the commission. I think it might be a good time to, you know, reference that document that we created at the beginning of the year and see if, you know, how well we're doing. I do want to make sure that we have some sort of like wrap up, and I'll take care of the wrap up for us. But in the meantime, I remember mentioning, you know, one of my expectations for all of you was to finish strong. Okay, and I think that that's something that I just want to remind all of you. As we conclude the year, I know that you're transitioning, you're starting to think of the summer of next year. Life happens, I understand that, but this is going to be something that's going to, you know, precede you. You're going to leave a legacy, so keep that in mind and try to make it a practice of yours. Wherever you go, whatever job you go, you're always going to be moving, so you always want to leave on a great note and finish strong. If you are struggling with your project, let me know how I can help. But it is going to be that legacy that you leave for your next commissioner that's going to fill your place. So try to finish strong as much as you can within your world. So that's all I have. Have fun on Friday.
Perfect. thank you. So let's move into agenda item 5, report of the director of clubs and organizations. Rocio and Jared touched on everything that I had to tell you. The last thing on tonight's agenda, and we've got 25 minutes before I need to leave, is looking over the club award nominations, discussing and deciding upon them. So the way that I kind of want to do it is lay out some of the let's see if this opens for me, expectations for what each, you know, award means, at least from my viewpoint, and then we can move into discussion on those as well. I've got to delete some of these columns really quick. Okay, so outstanding new club, I think, is, you know, an organization that took the opportunity that they have in front of them to, you know, impact students' lives and do something with that. It's more than about just functioning. It's about expanding and, you know, having a good outreach and maybe even potentially doing a few events. At least that's kind of how it looks from my point of view. Outstanding club leader, that one is pretty self-explanatory, I think. Somebody that goes above and beyond, definitely. Program event is the, you know, ideal program. Since we're not doing community service event, keep those in mind as well, because the Silver Paw Award will be reviewed by Chris Partridge. And so all of the events, whether they're community service or not, fall under that as well. Let's see. Outstanding club is like, that's the best of the best. That's the one that everybody, you know, looks up to highly, at least the award. So keep that in mind, that that holds a lot of weight, and that that is the, you know, ideal organization that we have on campus. What are we missing? Outstanding advisor. I think a lot of these, I think there was actually only two people that were submitted under this one. but a few different submissions actually for them. So Outstanding Advisor is, you know, your advisor plays more of a role in the organization, not necessarily like, at least for me, I wouldn't want my advisor to, you know, be micromanaging or anything like that, but definitely playing more of that mentorship role, being there to answer any questions that you have and help plan events and, you know, spread some of their wisdom into the organization. And what else are we missing? That's it. I think that's about five. Here. Okay. So let's move into the. Which one do you guys want to do? Let's do Outstanding Club, I guess, first. I need to figure out.
I think since.
Yeah, go
since
ahead.
Advisor is a lot smaller category.
There?
What do you think about getting that one done first?
Yeah, let's do advisor
first.
Smallest to biggest.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I just sorted the spreadsheet by award, select one, it's the E columns.
Yeah.
A to Z.
So advisors.
Advisors first,
perfect.
And then club leader, new
okay.
club. So let's go over the advisors.
Wait.
Yes, Commissioner Tarr.
I think we should have said the last.
Okay, we'll do Outstanding Club last. Okay, so you guys were supposed to read these prior to. What were your thoughts?
Can we suspend Robert Jules?
Yes. Go ahead. Commissioner Ronquillo.
I move to suspend Robert Jules until 6:30.
Seconded by Commissioner Vitar. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Floor is open.
We all kind of got the CEO like an hour before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't really had the time.
Go see him.
Didn't you guys get this Excel sheet like last week?
I guess it was corrupted or it didn't go through.
Right, but that means that you got my email, remember?
Really? You only sent it to Richard?
Yeah.
That's not true.
You can
find it in your inbox.
I grabbed it from there and I forwarded it again to
I got the one today.
Yeah, I got the one today. And the email that Richard forwarded us from you, it said he was the only recipient.
So
and that's
see,
the one I corrupted him.
If you see the email that I sent to you today, if you see the forward from below, on Thursday, March 30th at 12:20, I sent it to the commission.
At 12 and what time?
It says she's right. It says 12:20, March 30th.
So
I don't have any emails from 12:20.
I have no emails from.
I didn't hear from anyone that it was corrupted, or else I would have
I didn't get an email at all.
We didn't.
Yeah. I don't see an email from you on that day.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe it just didn't go through.
Yeah, it could have been stuck on the listserv. So.
Well, anyways. For advisor, after meeting the four of them, I like Phil Sharp. He seems very involved in the club. He helps advertise for the club. Helps the club find ways to get involved through it on and off campus based off the description.
Other thoughts?
Phil Sharp for debate club.
I like Allison Galden for outstanding advisor for PRSSA. In the description that they had, it said that she basically went to almost every meeting, but she never micromanaged. She stepped in when needed. She's always been that kind of guiding light that they needed whenever they were kind of lost. I think that's what exactly an advisor should do.
The nominations for Senora Beatriz Robinson, I hope I said that right. The detail wasn't, I mean, there wasn't a ton of detail in their descriptions, but there was 3 nominations for the same person, so I do think that holds some weight. If 3 different people from the club are going to go out of their way to do this application. And they do talk about how she inspired them and pushes them and teaches them a lot about the path to learning Spanish language and things like that. So it's a pretty tough decision.
Yeah, Rocio.
Did you have a chance to look at history?
Sorry, fundamental history.
So just to let you guys know, I believe that Allison Golden was an outstanding advisor last year.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
I don't know if that'll play a role of anything, but I just want to let you guys know.
Rosie.
It doesn't necessarily have to. Ultimately, you can, you know, nominate the same person, but I think keep in mind the purpose of these awards is to recognize people who have been doing an outstanding work, and I think that Allison does know that she has been doing an outstanding work, so that's how you should kind of take it into consideration, because we do want to highlight.
Spread the wealth.
And to answer your question, I did not, but the funding manager, Dice Meyer, was going to get his email right now because he still got the email from last year of who won the awards. Well, yeah, but for all
the other
people?
Yeah.
Do we have to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And this is off topic. Are we going to vote like right now since it's like all public, or are we going to write it down and hand it to you?
We write it down.
I think it can be local if you guys choose.
Well, because it's public, that's why I'm just curious.
Actually, writing it down would probably be a better idea.
I'll see
you
right
now. See you later. So is there any more discussion on outstanding club advisor? Nothing. Okay. So with that in mind, let's write these down. If everyone could grab a piece of paper, that would be amazing. Yeah.
I guess a suggestion.
Yes.
We all have our computers, you can just email me that. Not make any problem. Other paper makes it so we can be more anonymous because we don't have computers.
Katie came in clutch. We don't need it. Katie came in clutch.
Do you want to
set our names on them? Not necessary, no.
Oh, Cindy?
Okay. You don't need these?
No. Okay. Congrats. Congrats.
What was your major?
My major?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check
that out. I think we're going to do all in one, so it's easier for him to say.
Oh, we're doing all in
one. Well, I mean, like, after we discuss, you just get the plus, so, I mean, advisors and the
back end stuff, though.
So cast them one at a time, director. Cast them one at a time.
One at a time. For
so we'll do discussion, then hand you our results.
Yes.
Oh, we're not gonna do all at the same exact time, so we just have like one sheet.
No, because I just want to do it this way.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be here probably for the rest of the discussion. Yes, please. Just write that get advisor. Marcia, table's open.
Just,
yeah.
Just a reminder, I forgot to mention, just take this very seriously. I know I mentioned that in the email, but it is very important that all of you really read the description and read what the board tells you. This is a culmination of an entire year of work for organizations and the work that they do, so please, please take it very seriously as if you were at the time, and even if you don't finish this all tonight, I'd rather you submit names late, but you have a thorough understanding of who you're selecting and why.
Actually wasn't able to find it, but I do remember. I don't know if my memory will be so here's what I remember. Feel free to contradict me on any of this. So for outstanding U club last year, I believe Fused won. For service, Circle K won. Advisor, Allison Golden. Club, PRSSA Nevada. Club leader, I think it was someone from RASA. I do not remember.
Yeah.
And for program, I believe it was a student ambassador's shadow.
It was Ghost Tours.
Ghost Tours, there you go. So that's what, from what my recollection, my memory, from what I found here, that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Okay, moving into
club leader.
I'm missing one, I think, but...
Oh,
wait.
Can we start discussing it while we join turns now?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, for club leader, I have three on here, but Cassie Raziel, Victoria Alejandre, and Jacqueline Duran. I personally, on the top of my list of those three is Jacqueline Duran, because she's involved on and off campus tremendously. She's like president of two clubs. She's the president of two clubs. She's tabling for like, in the, she does community service, like helps people get registered to vote, Planned Parenthood, and all that stuff. So I really like her. I put Cassie and Victoria Alejandre down because I worked with them personally. Like I worked with them, I saw their leadership skills, so I can like back them up if someone else.
I really like Alyssa Yoakum. Just in the business school, I'm not really involved in BSC or anything, but from hearing from a bunch of people, she really turned that entire entity around. She killed the business student council or that business award center. It was an amazing event. She killed her BSC week, and I see her active on campus everywhere, so I think she would probably one of the best.
So before you all continue, can I ask, how are you, so whenever you're selecting and you, normally you would have rubrics, right? We don't do rubrics, it's just based on a paragraph of nomination. How are you all selecting these individuals? Are you reading the description and the based on the nomination, or is it based on your personal experiences with the individuals and what you know of them?
I would say a combination.
Yeah, so for me, the first thing is I'm taking into account what people wrote about them. So if the description is there, what's their impact on campus? As far as this award goes, club leader, what's their impact on their club? And then it's hard not to take into account if you know the person, I mean, what you know they do. So I think it's like kind of said a combination of the both. But for the most part, whatever the person who's nominating them is saying.
Because usually we wouldn't know who these people are. I'm sure a majority of these people, we don't know who any of them are. So we have to, for a majority of the time, we have to go based off what was given to us.
I'm going to challenge you all a little bit, okay? And whenever you are engaging in these types of processes, you have to make sure that you are as equitable and fair as possible. And if I knew that all of you knew every single person on here, then it's okay for you to talk about personal experiences and to mention the work that they do. But if you can't talk about every single person that is mentioned as a club leader, you shouldn't be mentioning external factors. And you have to make sure that everyone is judging at the same rubric, okay? And your rubric is the nomination and the information that is provided to you on the Excel sheet. And you also, the second thing is, understanding what this award entails. The fact that they might be great in the community or do these X, Y, and Z over here, what does that have to do with the award here? Okay, so just keep that in mind because I know it's difficult, but it's something we would do as part of a search committee. If I knew the person, I would have to recuse myself.
I actually agree with Garcia on all of it, and I think we should probably spend just a couple minutes talking about what qualities we think is deserving of winning this award without even looking at any of the nominations. Like, just, taking that out of the equation, what we think we should judge this award on. So, personally, what I would judge Outstanding Club Leader on is basically that single person's impact on the organization, both short-term and long-term. And I think that it can also be separated to where, someone could be good for short-term but bad long-term, vice versa, or both. And that's kind of how I would look at it.
Okay, so I'm assuming you guys are still reading.
I guess I also think that what makes a leader is just how much of a impact they had on their club while they were in whatever position that they're in. Like if they started a new club or if they resurrected a club, I always find that to be really important. Or building a club that has been established for a long time but they've done something special with it, I think that's really important, because sometimes we get, you know, we're always trying to make inactive clubs active, and it's so important to get those leaders who are motivated enough to actually want to be an active club that can sustain by themselves, I guess, after this leader is gone. So I guess that would be how I would see it.
While you all continue to read, hopefully we'll take just a couple of thoughts. This is more for you, Richard. It'd be nice to let every single person that got nominated, that they were nominated. I don't know how you've done it in the past or how it was done last year, but I think it would be really neat for those that even that don't make it to the finalists that they understand that somebody nominated them, because I think that's important. And it'd be a great piece for a legacy finder, if somebody wants to mention, or your legacy finder. I think that this area has a lot of potential, and maybe for next year they can work on like identifying under each category what the description is and what the specific things that they're looking for. I think this would be a great commissioner project, so I want to mention it. Legacy finder.
Thanks.
I think you guys should read over Hannah Altruitz's her nomination. I thought she had the description that she has. I thought it was amazing. What's it called? Description. So I think she should definitely be in the running. Number 25 on the list, if you guys can't find her name.
Based off what they've done for the club, then I think Victoria Lahondre would be a really good candidate, because I don't do friend things with her, but last school year I interacted with her because my other club was joining her for homecoming week, and then she took charge for a good majority of homecoming week when our members. And then her members weren't doing the work. She took the lead and like assigned people to do things, made sure everyone felt like they were appreciated, and all of that. But that was last school year. But I'm assuming since it's her second year in presidency, she's still continuing with that. That would get there.
I was actually just reading over that application for Victoria Alejandre, and I kind of agree. That one stood out the most to me, mostly because, like, you know, all the applications, a lot of these people do a lot of things, but it looks like she kind of set up this development program for future leaders as well within that club, and that's not common. I think that definitely embodies the qualities of a good leader, is being able to develop future leaders.
Going to run class. Keep in mind that Robert's rules come back at 6:30, which is 5 minutes. You'll have to make another motion to suspend Robert's rules.
Can I probably amend my
motion?
No,
it's
not
Please take this seriously. It may take you a while, but that's okay. This means a lot to organizations on campus, and we want to make sure that we make the very best decision we can, in all fairness and equity. So I'm looking forward to good decisions that you guys have made. What we'll be doing is getting placards for each of these individuals, like we have in the past, and I will be inviting the top two from each to the banquet so that they can come, and then it's still a surprise. And I'm not sure if we want to, what do you guys think? Do we want to have each of like the people that nominated them submit like a small blurb about like what this person is, like a small biography, so that I can read it about each before we give them anymore? Just small, like, it's like 500 words, though. The banquet's already long enough, so I think we might want to keep it a little bit smaller, but yeah.
So the
ASU
banquet's next week, right?
14th.
Yeah, so
10 days.
What are we
going to
do with, are we going to miss it because of club
hearings? Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We'll probably have to agendize the club support hearing so that it's more of a chunk on Saturday and less on Friday because of the
thing. There's not as many apps this time.
There's not, but we'll be working with that when, like, next Monday or this weekend.
Okay.
Something like that. We'll let you know.
I mean, on the bright side, it'll be formal.
We'll probably be attending the banquet.
Okay. I also need to go. I got called into work today.
Okay.
Or called on to
work.
If you can, I don't know how much of it you read or whatever, but if you'd like to, you could send in your like proxy notes or something.
Okay.
After that class at 7 also. I don't believe yet.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
I believe my 7.
Everyone is
focused.
Okay.
Oh, as I said,
I think my advice would be if you all take maybe 10-15 minutes tonight to have discussion when you need to have a discussion about maybe somebody, but then do you all prefer just to go home, read, and give your top two in each category, and then your preference, so mark your one and then your number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Like, we submit number one and two over email to Richard, because it's supposed to be a secret ballot anyway. We're not voting for the record. And then should there, like, be a tie or something, we can all come in with discussion ready next Tuesday, ready to discuss that.
Well, it sounds like he needs the information pretty soon, so it would have to be before Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because they have to order plaques and they have to order some, whatever they have to order.
Can we just put like a top two and put why? Like, so
but I guess in that
case, notes.
Richard would be the type
of person. Yeah, that would be helpful, and then he can distribute it over email. I just want to make sure that if that is going to be what you all decide to do, that you take it seriously. A lot of people, 42 people, put in effort into this, which was pretty awesome. I don't know what nominations have been in the past, but it tells you that student leaders want to get recognized and want their peers to get recognized. So please, please read every single one and read it. And remember the couple of things that I mentioned earlier, that it is based on the nomination and then the content and what the award means. And I know you don't have clear instructions of what it is, but I think you understand outstanding and that definition. So what do you all want to vote on it and do that instead?
I think if we all took it home tonight, this shouldn't take more. I mean, we could. I think I know I could have mine in by tonight for sure.
Yeah, I think it's like an hour before. I already know mine.
Yeah, same. I read all of them. So,
the thing is, so you guys, I think one of you already sent it in for this, but I think how we kept track of it so far is that people sent their.
We can just resend it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can we all just do advisor?
Okay.
Let's just do it all.
Yeah, we'll just do it all
in one email, so it's easier to keep track.
And you're doing top two.
Yeah.
How would the counting for that work?
One preference, and then if there's a tie, then they can use the second one.
You can send it to me and Richard, and then what we'll do is we'll compile everything. And if there are times where you cannot decide, that there can be extra communication.
Yeah. Know that this doesn't have to be made here, because it's not something we need to vote on. So if, even if we do, like whether it's a quick little thing or like we just discuss it over email, that's fine too.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable that way.
Because
I didn't get a
reason, because
I just didn't
okay,
get it.
That's fine.
And I have one.
Okay.
So we should. Who do we send the email to? Garcia and
both of you? Send the email to both of you?
Oh, okay. Commissioner Aquilo.
We need to send Robert's rules again.
Yeah.
I'm just send Robert's rules until 6:40.
Second by Commissioner Carr. Any discussion on motion? See none. We'll move into vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Do you have some suggestion? Okay. So what are you going to do then?
So we'll send an email by tonight to Garcia and Richard with the 1 and 2.
That works.
And
tonight, tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah, just get in as soon as possible because it's
so we don't need explanation underneath just our top 2.
List your number 1 and then your list your number 2 because your number 2 could be the deciding if there's,
But don't provide explanation, just...
If you feel it necessary.
I think if you do it, it'd be extra for... Cause I mean, how many of 1, 2, 3?
6.
So with Rich, could Richard be the tiebreaker?
And keep what Rocio said in mind as well. Try to be as fair and equitable as possible with this. I mean, you can use what you've experienced, but at the same time, please consider what they said here. Just read through all of them and pick which one you think has the faults mostly.
There's some that have one sentence, and if you know that that person is amazing, but their nominee provided you with one sentence, then that's the information you have to vote on.
So then you want to see the Excel sheet post?
You're voting on the nomination.
Okay, so not on our personal.
Because otherwise, you wouldn't be asking for nominations. You would just identify those that you think are doing great. It's based on who nominated and why they nominated. And then your understanding of those.
So I'm going to throw these away, but as you said to me, please just resubmit them or see what you Yep. Alright. Are we good? So do we need to bring back Robert's rules then? Or do we coach your time?
I move to adjourn meeting. 6:36.
Yeah. Second by Richard Pitar. Any discussion of motion?
Was there any close people on it? Okay.
Seeing no more discussion, we want to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no's? Against? Abstentions? Motion passes.